Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood attention whisperer. And welcome back to another day of training your mind. Because let's face it, in this crazy world, keeping our focus sharp is more important than ever. Today, we're tackling a beast that haunts us all. Procrastination and fear. Ever feel like those two are constantly playing tug of war with your motivation? You know that feeling when you've got this amazing idea, this project brewing inside you, but suddenly, bam. Procrastination steps in, whispering sweet nothings about Netflix marathons and spontaneous dance parties. While fear just sits there, its tiny voice saying, what if it fails? What if people think it's stupid? Quote, quote, dot. Sound familiar? Don't worry, we've all been there. But guess what? We can conquer these critters. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from procrastination and silence that pesky fear. First things first, stop waiting for the perfect moment. Perfection is a myth, folks. It's like searching for a unicorn, beautiful, mythical, and rarely found. The truth is, perfect is often just an excuse for procrastination. Instead, aim for progress over perfection. Start small, take that baby step, even if it feels awkward or incomplete. Momentum breeds confidence. Remember the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? Well, sometimes even starting to build Rome can be enough to overcome that fear of never getting started. Second, break down those daunting tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like eating an elephant. You wouldn't try to swallow the whole thing at once, right? You take bite-sized pieces and savor each one. Do the same with your projects. Break them into mini missions, set realistic deadlines for each chunk, and celebrate those small victories along the way. Number 3. Embrace the power of just starting. The hardest part is often getting started. Once you take that initial step, everything else seems a bit easier. It's like riding a bike. Once you get moving, it becomes second nature. So, commit to working on your project for just 10 minutes. I guarantee, once you're in the flow, you won't want to stop. Next up, surround yourself with positive energy. This means finding a supportive community, listening to uplifting music, and minimizing exposure to negativity. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a garden. You wouldn't plant weeds in there, right? So choose the thoughts, people, and influences that nourish your creativity and boost your confidence. Finally, be kind to yourself. We all have those days when motivation takes a vacation. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Recognize it, acknowledge it, and then gently guide yourself back on track. Remember, progress is not always linear. There will be ups and downs. Just keep showing up for yourself, one day at a time. Ever had that moment where you knew you needed to write that blog post, clean out your closet, or finally start learning that new language? But instead, you found yourself scrolling through social media for hours, binge-watching your favorite show, or endlessly organizing your sock drawer. Don't judge, we've all been there. That, my friends, is procrastination in action. Fear often plays a sneaky role too. It whispers doubts, like, what if I fail? What if people don't like it? Quote, quote, dot. Let me tell you, that fear voice is just trying to protect you from potential discomfort. But guess what? Growth happens outside of our comfort zones. Embrace those uncomfortable feelings, acknowledge them, and then keep going. Remember, even the most successful people started with a single step, often fueled by pure audacity and a sprinkle of good old-fashioned fearlessness. So, here's the deal. You have the power to overcome procrastination and conquer that fear. Start small, break things down, be kind to yourself, and remember, progress is always better than perfection. You got this. Join me tomorrow for another dose of daily mind training. And in the meantime, share your biggest procrastination busting tips with me on social media. Let's build a community of focused, fearless individuals together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.